It's been a really long time since I've posted, and I've realized that a formal podcast on a consistent cadence is something that I'll never be able to commit to. So I'm just going to start recording things when the feeling strikes me, and that's right now. So I'm just going to talk about some things that have really shown themselves in my life in the past 9 months. I think that's about how long it's been since I've posted. And what I've been going through is just understanding more and more that God is everything, that there's no separation between us and God. We are all God. We're just different manifestations of that fundamental source of consciousness and awareness. And these earthly lives that we're having right now are all just different experiences of that absolute wholeness. One metaphor that I like that some podcaster uses a lot is a disco ball. So there are all these different mirrors on the disco ball, and they all point to different parts of the room. So if you have a disco ball in the center of a room, the parts of the mirror that are on the right side of the disco ball point to the right side of the room, and that's all that their experience can see. And if you don't know that you're part of the entire disco ball, which in this metaphor is God, the whole consciousness, then you can get kind of trapped in thinking that the only the things that you're experiencing are the only things that exist. But it's just that you're only experiencing a subset of the entirety in your current experience, but you are always and never have been separate from the full experience. So I think maybe it's a mechanism that God uses to fully experience all aspects of itself. If you never separate your consciousness and you are the entirety of everything that exists and can ever exist, then that's not really any way to be. If you think about it, nothing would ever be surprising, exciting, challenging. These are kind of the things I think that we're learning as humans, that you don't really want to know everything all the time. You need surprise, you need challenge to grow and find enjoyment in the experiences that you're having. So by separating yourself into all these little consciousnesses that interact with each other, you can create all these unique experiences of different pieces of yourself interacting in infinitely different ways. So it's hard to grasp for me still. And as one individual human, you can never fully grasp the expansiveness of it and the complexity and the interrelatedness of absolutely everything in existence, the connections, the chance happenings, which aren't really chance at all, the synchronicities, if you like that term, in kind of modern spirituality. It's mind-boggling. So I am trying to just live fully in each moment, be as authentic as possible, develop deep relationships. I'm making new friends. Just met my new neighbors in May. We've started hanging out, and they're really cool. One is a meditator, leads meditations, and they like talking about spirituality and consciousness and the nature of reality and God and compassion and what we can do to keep growing as individuals and grow collectively and make this world more enjoyable for all of us to live in. And that's what I'm trying to focus my time and energy on. And I am just doing this quick episode because I'm feeling really optimistic. I know it's a full moon. Maybe that has something to do with it. The moon's my chart ruler in astrology, and I usually feel some pretty strong energy coming in full moons and new moons, and sometimes it's manic and I get into a bit of a depression and don't really know where to focus my energy. But this one seems to be very chill, and it's winter where I live, and it's just a time of reflection, focusing on what's important, the people in life that are important, the things in life that you want to accomplish creatively, professionally, out in the community, whatever it is, just kind of living this life that you'll never get to experience again. It's a beautiful mystery, and it's not a bad thing that it's a mystery. And that's one thing that I sometimes don't appreciate, that not knowing everything and having challenges and surprises is one of the most beautiful parts of this human experience that we're all having. So I guess I'm just posting this to say, if you are feeling in a rut, there's a lot of things to make people anxious about if you focus on them solely. Just try to take a step back. If you can't, that's fine. Have the experience that you're having. But if you can really feel into it and live life as fully as you can in every moment, that's, I think, the closest that you can get to living in relationship with God and living in a way that will make your soul, which is none other than God, has never been separate from God. That's what will make it feel fulfilled and energetic and vibrant and wanting to have more experiences and make positive differences in people's lives and really have love and compassion for others.